The War's Toll for the 7 days through January 2nd, 2007. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on March 25th, 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, January 3rd, 2007, 3,254 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 3,004 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 22,565 U.S. soldiers have been wounded in Iraq. They also report that 46,880 have suffered what are called non-mortal casualties. These numbers come from iCasualties.org. Also, 377 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. In the past 7 days, then, 25 U.S. and coalition soldiers are reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 516 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 357 are U.S. soldiers. Also, the Department of Defense reports that 1,062 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. 5,994 have suffered non-mortal wounds. In the past week, one coalition soldier was reported killed. We still have no numbers for casualties, at least wounded soldiers of other nationalities. Also in Afghanistan, in the past week, 18 Afghanis were reported killed. The total for December 2006 was at least 270 Afghanis killed, and the total for the 9 months that we calculated the Afghani casualties is at least 4,319 Afghanis killed. These numbers also come from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the total of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion is at 58,056. We'll also continue to remind listeners that the John Hopkins study in the Lancet Journal, published now several weeks ago, put the Iraqi civilian death total at near 655,000. That would put the casualties or wounded Iraqis in the war in the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million. In the past week, at least 371 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in December of 2006 to 1,752, and the total so far in January of 2007 at 101. The total for 2006 is estimated from this information derived from Iraq Body Count and iCasualties.org at 26,892 Iraqi civilian deaths. The financial cost of the war is at $355.2 billion and counting. This is just for the Iraq War. Taxpayers in Michigan, your tax bill to date is $9.5 billion and counting. This information is from costofwar.com. I will now read the names of Iraqi civilians. These civilians again reported killed on the 25th of March 2003. Nazila Muhammad, 58-year-old woman. Nedhal Abed, 26-year-old woman. Nagem Dham Afrin, 47-year-old man. Noura Fatah Ismail, 5-year-old boy. Norris Abed Kathem Ankh, 25-year-old man. Ofea Adan Gaber Alzagawe, 58-year-old woman. Ramlach Rashid Ahmad, 9-year-old girl. Reath Gabar Sibake, 1-year-old boy. Ochem Tufek Sirhan Aliode, 14-year-old boy. Saad Hade Abbas Altameme, 19-year-old man. I will now read the names of coalition soldiers killed in Afghanistan, reported killed in Afghanistan in the past week. On the 27th of December, 2006, James Dwyer, 29 years old, British Army, no hometown given, South Africa. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 23rd of December, Elias Elias, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Glendora, California. Also on the 23rd of December, Bobby Mejia II, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Saginaw, Michigan. And also on the 23rd of December, Michael J. Crutchfield, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Stockton, California. On the 24th of December, Stephen L. Morris, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Lake Jackson, Texas. On the 25th of December, Andrew H. Nelson, 19 years old, U.S. Army, St. John's, Michigan. Also on the 25th of December, Aaron L. Preston, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Dallas, Texas. On the 26th of December, John T. Bubick, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Back to the 25th of December, J.S. Moon, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Levittown, Pennsylvania. Also on the 25th of December, Dexter E. Willis, 37 years old, U.S. Army, Winder, Georgia. And also on the 25th of December, Hayes Clayton, 29 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown given, Georgia. On the 26th of December, Joshua M. Schmitz, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Spencer, Wisconsin. Also on the 26th of December, Joseph A. Strong, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Lebanon, Indiana. On the 27th of December, Douglas L. Tinsley, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Chester, South Carolina. Also on the 27th of December, two soldiers from Latvia, whose names I wish not to try to pronounce, as I do not want to do a disservice to their memory, but one 24-year-old and one 25-year-old from the Latvian Army on December 27th, 2006. Also on the 27th of December, William C. Koprinz, Jr., 24 years old, U.S. Army, Lenoir City, Tennessee. Also on the 27th of December, Nathaniel A. Given, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Dickinson, Texas. Also on the 27th of December, Christopher P. Messer, 28 years old, U.S. Army, St. Petersburg, Florida. Also on the 27th of December, Clinton T. McCormick, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Jacksonville, Florida. And also on the 27th of December, Edward W. Schaefer, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Mont Alto, Pennsylvania. On the 28th of December, Graham Hesketh, 35 years old, British Army, Liverpool, England. Also on the 28th of December, William D. Spencer, 20 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Paris, Tennessee. Also on the 28th of December, Nicholas A. Miller, 20 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Silverwood, Michigan. Also on the 28th of December, Dustin R. Donica, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Spring, Texas. And also on the 28th of December, Christopher E. Eccleson, 22 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Vassar, Michigan. On the 29th of December, William R. Newgard, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Also on the 29th of December, Lawrence J. Carter, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Rancho Cucamonga, California. On the 31st of December, Rich Smith, 20 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown given, Texas. This has been the War's Toll for the 7 days through the 2nd of January 2007. I'm Scott Berguin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, their relatives, their neighbors in all countries.